Chapter 24.
1. And Abraham was old, going on in days, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. 2. And Abraham said to his slave, the oldest in his house, the one who ruled in all that was to him, please put your hand under my thigh. 3. And I will cause you to swear by Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens and Elohim of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite, among whom I dwell. 4. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son, for Isaac. 5. And the slave said to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to go after me to this land. Shall I indeed bring back your son into the land from out of which you came? 6. And Abraham said to him, take heed for yourself that you not take my son back there. 7. Yahweh, Elohim of the heavens, who took me from the house of my father and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me, and who swore to me, saying, I will give this land to your seed. He shall send his messenger before you, and you shall take a wife from there for my son. 8. And if the woman will not be willing to go after you, then you shall be clear from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. 9. And the slave put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore to him concerning this thing. 10. And the slave took 10 camels from his master's camels and left. And all his master's goods were in his hand. And he rose up and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. 11. And he made the camels kneel outside the city, by a well of water at the time of the evening, the time that women go out to draw. 12. And he said, Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray, cause her to meet before me this day, and show kindness to my master Abraham. 13. Behold, I am standing by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. 14. And let the girl to whom I shall speak this, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. And she will say, drink and also I will water your camels. Let it be her you have approved for your servant, for Isaac, and by this I shall know that you have shown kindness to my master. 15. And it happened before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah came out, she who was born to Bethuel the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, with her pitcher on her shoulder. 16. And the girl was very good of form, a virgin, a man not having known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. 17. And the slave ran to meet her and said, please let me sip a little water from your pitcher. 18. And she said, drink, my master. And she hurried and let down her pitcher on her hand and gave him a drink. 19. And she finished giving drink to him. And she said, I also will draw for your camels until they have finished drinking. 20. And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough. And she again ran to the well to draw, and drew for all his camels. 21. And watching her, the man kept silent in order to know if Yahweh had prospered his way, or not. 22. And it happened when the camels had finished drinking, the man took a golden ring, its weighing a half shekel, and 2 bracelets for her hands, 10 of gold their weighing. 23. And he said, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room for us to stay in your father's house? 24. And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. 25. And she said to him, both straw and fodder are plentiful with us, also a room to pass the night. 26. And the man bowed and worshipped Yahweh. 27. And he said, blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not left off his kindness and his truth with my master, I being in the way, Yahweh guided me to the house of the brother of my master. 28. And the girl ran and told these things to the house of her mother. 29. And Rebekah had a brother, his name being Laban. And Laban ran out to the man, to the fountain. 30. And it happened when he saw the ring, and the bracelets on his sister's hands, and when he heard his sister's words, Rebekah, saying, "So the man spoke to me," then he came to the man and saw him standing by the camels at the fountain. 31. And he said, "Come in, blessed of Yahweh. Why are you standing outside? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." 32. And the man came into the house, and he unloaded the camels and gave straw and fodder to the camels, and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. 33. And food was set before him to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have spoken my message." And he said, "Speak." 34. And he said, "I am the slave of Abraham." 35. "And Yahweh has blessed my master much, and he is great, and he has given to him flocks and herds, and silver and gold, and male slaves and slave girls, and camels and donkeys." 36. "And my master's wife bore a son to my master when she was old, and he has given to him all that is his." 37. "And my master caused me to swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite, in whose land I live.'" 38. "But you shall go to the house of my father and to my family, and you shall take a wife for my son." 39. "And I said to my master, 'Perhaps the woman will not go after me.'" 40. "And he said to me, 'Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his messenger with you and prosper your way. And you shall take a wife for my son from my family, from my father's house.'" 41. "Then you shall be released from my oath, when you have come to my family, and if they do not give one to you, then you shall be released from my oath." 42. "And today I came to the well, and I said, 'Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray, if you will, prosper the way in which I am about to go.'" 43. "Behold, I stand at the well of water, and when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, 'Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher.'" 44. "And she says to me, 'Both you drink and also I will draw for your camels.' May she be the woman whom Yahweh has approved for my master's son." 45. "Before I had finished speaking within my heart, even behold, Rebekah was coming out, her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew, and I said to her, 'Please let me drink.'" 46. "And she hurried and let down her pitcher from her and said, 'Drink, and I also will water your camels.' And I drank, and also she watered the camels." 47. "And I asked her and I said, 'Whose daughter are you?' And she said, 'The daughter of Bethuel the son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him.' And I put the ring on her nose, and the bracelets on her hands." 48. "And I bowed and worshipped Yahweh, and I blessed Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who had guided me in the true way, to take for his son the daughter of the brother of my master." 49. "And now, if you are going to do kindness and truth with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me so that I may turn to the right or to the left." 50. "And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, 'The thing has come from Yahweh. We are not able to speak to you good or evil.'" 51. "Behold, Rebekah is before you, take her and go, and let her become the wife of the son of your master, as Yahweh has spoken." 52. "And it happened when the slave of Abraham heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth to Yahweh." 53. "And the slave brought out vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments, and he gave to Rebekah, and he gave precious things to her brother and to her mother." 54. "And they ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and they stayed the night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, 'Send me away to my master.'" 55. "And her brother and her mother said, 'Let the girl stay with us, perhaps 10 days, afterwards she may go.'" 56. "And he said to them, 'Do not delay me, For Yahuwah has prospered my way, sent me away that I may go to my master. 57. And they said, We will call the girl and inquire of her mouth. 58. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. 59. And they sent away their sister Rebekah, and her nurse, and Abraham's slave and his men. 60. And they blessed Rebekah, and said to her, Our sister, may you become myriads of thousands, and may your seed possess the gate of the ones hating them. 61. And Rebekah and her maidens rose up, and they rode on the camels and went after the man. And the slave took Rebekah and went. 62. And Isaac had come from the gate Lahai-roi, and he was dwelling in the land of the Negev. 63. And Isaac had gone out to meditate in the field as it turned evening, and he raised his eyes and looked, and behold, camels were coming. 64. And Rebekah lifted her eyes and she saw Isaac, and she dismounted from the camel. 65. And she said to the slave, Who is this man walking in the field to meet us? And the slave said, It is my master. And she took the veil and covered herself. 66. And the slave told Isaac all the things that he had done. 67. And Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother.
Chapter 25.
1. And Abraham added and took a wife, and her name was Keturah. 2. And she bore to him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. 3. And Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim and Lumim. 4. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Eper, and Hanak, and Abida, and Eldah. All these were the sons of Keturah. 5. And Abraham gave all that was his to Isaac. 6. And to the sons of the concubines who were to Abraham, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away eastward, from his son Isaac, while he was still alive, to an eastern land. 7. And these are the days of the years of the life of Abraham, which he lived, 175 years. 8. And Abraham breathed out and died in a good old age, aged and satisfied, and was gathered to his people. 9. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him at the cave of Machpelah, at the field of Ephron the son of Zahar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. 10. The field which Abraham bought from the sons of Heth. Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried there. 11. And it happened after the death of Abraham, Elohim blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac lived by the well of the living one, my seer. 12. And these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, the slave girl of Sarah, bore to Abraham. 13. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebajoth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, 14. And Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, 15. Hadnad, Antma, and Jeter, Nefish, and Kadema. 16. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these their names in their settlements and in their camps, 12 chiefs according to their nations. 17. And these were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed out and died, and was gathered to his people. 18. And they lived from Havilah to Shur, which is facing Egypt as you come toward Assyria, he settled facing all his brothers. 19. And these were the generations of Isaac, the son of Abraham, Abraham fathered Isaac. 20. And Isaac was a son of 40 years when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean from Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, to him for a wife. 21. And Isaac prayed to Yahweh on behalf of his wife, for she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated for him, and his wife Rebekah conceived. 22. And the sons struggled together within her. And she said, If this is right, why am I this way? And she went to inquire of Yahweh. 23. And Yahweh said to her, Two nations are in your womb, even two peoples shall break from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. 24. And her days were fulfilled to bear. And behold, twins were in her womb. 25 And the first came out, all of him red like a hairy robe, and they called his name Esau. 26 And afterward his brother came out, and his hand was holding to the heel of Esau, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bore them. 27 And the boys grew up, and Esau became a man knowing hunting, a man of the field. And Jacob was a simple man, living in tents. 28 And Isaac loved Esau, for game was in his mouth. And Rebekah loved Jacob. 29 And Jacob boiled soup. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. 30 And Esau said to Jacob, Please let me eat of the red, this red soup, for I am faint. On account of this his name is called Edom. 31 And Jacob said, Sell me your birthright today. 32 And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, and what good is this, a birthright to me? 33 And Jacob said, Swear to me today. And he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. 34 And Jacob gave bread and soup of lentils to Esau. And he ate and drank, and rose up and left. And Esau despised the birthright.
Chapter 26
1 And a famine was in the land besides the famine in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech king of the Philistines, to Gerar. 2 And Yahweh appeared to him and said, Do not go down into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall say to you. 3 Stay in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these lands. And I will cause to rise my oath which I swore to your father Abraham. 4 And I will increase your seed like the stars of the heavens, and I will give to your seed all these lands. And all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves in your seed. 5 Because Abraham listened to my voice and heeded my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah. 6 And Isaac lived in Gerar. 7 And the men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, She is my sister, for he was afraid to say, My wife, lest the men of the place kill me on account of Rebekah, for she was beautiful of form. 8 And it happened when his days were many to him there, Abimelech king of the Philistines looked through the window and saw, and, behold, Isaac was sporting with his wife Rebekah. 9 And Abimelech called Isaac and said, See, surely she is your wife, and how have you said, She is my sister? And Isaac said to him, Because I said, Lest I die on account of her. 10 And Abimelech said, What is this you have done to us? One of the people had in a little lane with your wife, and you would have brought on us guilt. 11 And Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, Anyone touching this man and his wife surely shall die. 12 And Isaac sowed in that land. And 100-fold was found in that year, and Yahweh blessed him. 13 And the man grew great, and he went on, going on to be great, until he became exceedingly great. 14 And possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and many slaves were his. And the Philistines envied him. 15 And all the wells which the slaves of his father dug in the days of his father Abraham, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with dirt. 16 And Abimelech said to Isaac, Go from us, for you are stronger than we. 17 And Isaac went from there and camped in Gerar Valley, and lived there. 18 And Isaac returned and dug the wells of water which they dug in the days of his father Abraham, and the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called names to them like the names which his father had called them. 19 And Isaac's slaves dug in the Torah bed, and they found there a well of flowing water. 20 And the shepherds of Gerar fought with the shepherds of Isaac, saying, The water is ours, and he called the name of the well, Contention, for they had contended with him.
21 And they dug another well, and they also fought over it, and he called its name, Opposition. 22 And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not fight over it, and he called its name, Broad Places. And he said, For now Yahweh has broadened for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. 23 And he went from there to Beersheba. 24 And Yahweh appeared to him in the same night, and said, I am the Elohim of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. And I will bless you and increase your seed, because of my servant Abraham. 25 And he built an altar there and called on the name of Yahweh, and he pitched his tent there. And the slaves of Isaac dug a well there. 26 And Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and his aid Azath, and Phicol the general of his army. 27 And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and sent me away from you? 28 And they said, Since we plainly have seen that Yahweh has been with you, and we have said, Let there be an oath now between us and you, and let us cut a covenant with you.
29 Whether you will do with us evil, as we did not touch you, and as we did only good with you, and we sent you away in peace, you now being blessed of Yahweh? 30 And he made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. 31 And they started up early at dawn, and each swore to his brother. And Isaac sent them away, and they left him in peace. 32 And it happened on that day Isaac's slaves came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, We found water. 33 And he called it Sheba, so the name of the city is the well of Sheba until this day. 34 And Esau was a son of 40 years. And he took a wife, Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, also Basemath the daughter of Elon the Hittite. 35 And they were a grief of spirit to Isaac and to Rebekah.